to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 23rd of January, 2007. And I have Jeffrey Bennett on the line. Good afternoon,
that
Jeffrey.
You do. How are you, John?
I couldn't be finer if I was in Carolina, my friend.
That's good. I hope the ice has melted your way.
Well, we're under unsunny skies again. People down here have got a good case of the blues in Central Texas. This almost reminds me of Eastern Ohio, where you don't see the sun for months at a time. Hey, Jeffrey Bennett is the chief head honcho trader at Republic Trading Group. And, Jeffrey, you're the one that broke the story here about the Amaro being spotted in a bank in Arizona. Is there any more detail about that?
Nothing new on that one. There's been no recanting, and I do stay in touch with the individual, and they stand by exactly what they said. It has been printed, it's sitting on pallets, and it's shrink-wrapped, ready for the wort. And who knows, with the president coming on in several hours, I doubt it, that could happen.
Well, I have with me here a fax that came over. Source says a Fed marshal who is near retirement, absolutely disgusted. He's saying that the Amaro might be 30 days from introduction, and the initial exchange rate may be 4-1.
I think I heard you talking about that on yesterday's program. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You got to tune in and listen. We once in a while get to do those things.
That bank, where in Arizona is that bank, Jeff?
Well, I still am. It's in the Phoenix area.
Okay.
And it's big. It's a huge bank. It's not a local Arizona bank. It is a nationwide biggie. And you can well imagine if it's in Arizona, it's in New Mexico, it's in Texas, it's in New York, it's everywhere. They're not just targeting one little area. The thing that I found interesting about all this, you remember a couple of weeks ago there was this big hullabaloo about the pizza chain that was accepting pesos for payments.
Right.
And I found that oh so interesting because I thought the Treasury Department had just come out a couple of months ago and had basically said that absolutely no kind of funds can be spent in this country except for the recognized U.S. dollar. This, of course, going after von Neuhaus's Liberty Dollar program. And yet, isn't acceptance of the Mexican peso kind of stepping on the same deal? Something's wrong here.
Well, Wally World, Walmart, is also accepting pesos, and other big box stores are following suit. Bob Chapman, it looks like they're poised to do something here financially, especially with the currency, but we don't know when. Have you heard anything on your end?
I haven't heard a thing, and I would think that it might be preceded by leaks. This could be, you know, considered a leak, but it's from the wrong side of the fence. These are just average Americans who are saying, look, we see this happening, take a look, as opposed to an official leak that would send the story around the country. They could be. I just don't know.
It's frustrating, Bob.
And incidentally, that enhances the value of gold and silver because people don't want to give up 4-1. If they get gold, they're in a much better position.
Well, I think if nothing else, they're going to be able to swap for a lot more Amaros later when that point in time comes. It's a security blanket. That's chiefly what we discuss it as. I think you know that, Bob. You've felt that way for years. You've certainly been involved with that side of the discussion. And that's really why people should be looking at it. I am concerned, and you may not be aware of how I came about this information about the Amaro, but it is a banker I know in Phoenix who has physically seen it, and she is desperately trying to get photos of it for me. But she has seen it in the vaults of her bank. She's one of the few people that has complete clearance.
All right, we got to take this break here. Hold on, Jeffrey Bennett. We've got a special, folks. As I said before, what are you waiting for on the gold and silver? We got a special Jeffrey's going to offer right after this. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Whether you're Bob Chapman with the experience of being on Wall Street, the axiom is the same whether you're dealing with stocks or commodities or anything of value. The general rule of thumb is to purchase low and sell high. Jeffrey, probably the panic in the general public out there is not going to take hold until we break that $700 barrier. We saw this last year when it was inching up towards 700. There was a lot of commerce going on, a lot of FRNs, the phony reserve notes, being exchanged for commodities such as gold and silver. You're supposed to buy low and sell high. And I do not understand. I've spoken about this. You've talked about it ad nauseum. I don't know how to break that paradigm in people's minds, but apparently we're going to be edging up here again. So we're battening down the hatches. When that happens, things get real busy. But for the smart shopper out there, Jeff, right now, you've got a deal of deals.
We've actually done something a little unusual, and part of this has come about because of requests. A lot of folks have said, look, it's great. We're getting Bob Chapman's newsletter. I just got an email from a guy that says he's listening to the program right now. He can't wait to get his first copy of the newsletter. But, you know, a lot of times we come on the air with packages that range anywhere from $800 to $3,500. And we've had people asking if we can put some larger packages together that have got a wider degree of diversification, both in gold and silver. And our Chapman package for today, January the 23rd of 2007.
Is that an official thing, the Chapman package?
Oh, every time Bob comes on, we do a Chapman package with a specific date, because you know what? It's only good tonight. And you've got to do it tonight, because number one, we've got so few of these packages available because of the numbers that I'm not sure we'll have any available in the morning. Gold, of course, is just a dollar and some cents shy of $650 an ounce. It's been a tremendously good week. In fact, the last couple of days has been great. Silver has moved through the $13 range. It's settled back down a little bit today, currently sitting at about $13.36. So this package is really radical. Robbie, over the last couple of days, has been offering some of these exquisite old extra fine condition U.S. $10 Liberties, and it really is a superb buy out there. As a rule, two of those are right now costing a little bit less than a 20, which is very rare. But in this complete package, what we've included is five of these U.S. $10 Liberty gold coins. These are old, numismatic, pre-1933 coins. Roughly a half an ounce apiece, exempt from confiscatory policy, printed or minted up until 1907. The package also is going to include five of the modern era $10 Liberty coins, the so-called commemoratives, five each of the U.S. $20 Liberties. Now, the Liberties will both be in extra fine condition, the modern era stuff, of course, in BU. And also in this package, we're including 200 one-ounce silver American Eagles. We've got very limited numbers, maybe eight, possibly nine packages total available. I'm finding these packages, and I've been shopping on the phone today. These packages are selling for $11,554 and up all over the rest of the country. Right here tonight at Republic Trading Group, you can shore up your economic needs for $9,932. John, that's a $1,637 savings. And in addition to it, yes, if they've not already done so, they will get a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter.
That sounds like a deal to me. $1,600 off of, and folks, don't bother calling anybody else. Get on the horn right now. Call Jeffrey Bennett. We have limited number of these packages available, and at the right price. You can't get any righter than $1,600 discount right off the top of the bat.
I'll tell you what got me going with it, John. Is
yes.
one of our longstanding clients called me today. He's had an excruciating 4 or 5 days on the phone with our friends up in the land of 10,000 Lakes, and they have been hammering him to death. One of these coins alone that we've got in this package, we're at under $340 with. They quoted him $480 for the same coin. That's insanity. So once again, you'll find this package available all over the country for $11,554. You can call us tonight, 1-800-691-7898, and pick this package up for $9,932. That's delivered. You want one package, two packages? When they're gone, they're gone, and we'll let you know that.
All righty. Jeff, I thank you so much.
Thanks. Enjoy it. Take care of yourself.
All righty. That's 800, folks, 800-691-7898. Don't procrastinate. You're actually losing money just sitting there thinking about it right now. I don't know what gold's going to do tomorrow, but folks, if you take out the dips here, Bob Chapman, gold and silver have been an excellent buy, good return on the money, and it's not even started its steep climb yet. Do I still have Bob?
I certainly am. And I think that the premiums, from what I've seen on numismatic coins, the lowest that they've been in years, it's just a tremendous opportunity.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let me take Santiago in New Mexico. Hello, Santiago. Are you there, sir? Santiago. Do we still have him? He should be there. Okay, put him on hold. Nope. I guess he's not there. Tom in Missouri. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Curious.
There you go. Go ahead. You're on.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I was curious if the timing is right to pull my money out of my 401k and put it in gold and silver.
Good question. Bob, any advice on that one?
Well, I don't know why you've waited so long. You know, I switched out of stocks in the first week of April of 2000 and told everybody to buy gold and silver-related assets and told them to go off to the coin dealers and buy coins and go to their brokers, and I gave them a list of stocks to buy. And just as an example, just two stocks. Silver Standard was $1.50 a share at the time. I think it closed around $30 today. And the other one was Agnico Eagle. And these are both very good companies, and that was $5, and it closed around $40 today. So that's why I say, where you been? You want to buy these things when no one wants them. As long as you know what's going on, you may have found out what was going on since then. But the point is, you want to make your move now as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Tom. I want to get into, after this upcoming break, I want to get into the housing market a little bit. You had in your newsletter that this bubble actually popped a couple of years ago. Now we're starting to see this this downward spiral. And also in job markets out there, more companies are announcing more layoffs, permanent layoffs, ladies and gentlemen, shutdowns. So we'll just discuss that aspect of the job market out there in the good old USA. Let's go to Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Can I go back just for a second to the geopolitical?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The caller, Jeff, brought up the question of where the oil revenue that's due to go to Iraq, is it actually, where is it and where is it going? And John Negroponte, about 4 days ago on C-SPAN, gave testimony that 100% of the revenue that was from Iraq's oil sales was going to the government of Iraq. And he threw that in when people on the committee were suggesting that they should get some numbers and that there should be maybe a review of where the revenues are going, exactly where they're going to the, you know, what department of the Iraqi government. And he simply said that 100% of the revenues, he was sure, was going to the Iraqi government. He didn't want to change that. But I think that Bob's figures and Bob's general scheme of it are much more credible than Negroponte.
Well, yes, the money goes to the government, but the government is told what to do with it. And they get bills from the U.S. government saying you got to pay these, and that's where it goes.
And
that's been going on since the very inception of the occupation.
But what about the southern oil fields? Weren't they under British coalition provisional authority control rather than anyone else? The Basra
That's
fields?
Correct, but that money still flowed into Baghdad, and they had nothing to do with the processing of revenues from the oil. I mean, they were there just to keep law and order, if you may. And that's changing dramatically because the Shiites are really starting to raise heck down there, and the British are starting to take some heavy casualties.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that the issue of oil smuggling may also play into it. I mean, I don't really know for a fact that the Iraqi people are getting all the revenue they're supposed to be getting. Certainly they're not getting it as a result of proper expenditure. After all, we have the issue of corruption.
Well, they're putting out mixed messages, Fred. In any given day, we're taking these oil revenues and we're helping to fund the war in Iraq. And on another day, you may hear that, well, these funds that are being derived from the oil being pumped out of Iraq right now are going for the rebuilding process.
Right.
There's nothing been rebuilt in Iraq since our first foray over there back in the 90s.
Right. This is all very interesting. I mean, this is just amazing. I'm still fascinated by the whole, you know, how all of this is being handled, and keep talking about it, please.
I can't understand. They're tripping over their own lies.
Yeah.
At any given day, coming out of Washington D.C., there's one whopper after another, and nobody in the media is clocking these people on any of these let's call them and be nice about it, inconsistencies. Fred, thanks for your call. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. We are back. My guest, Bob Chapman, international forecaster. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a free copy, not only just a free copy, you get a free year subscription. And I'll tell you, this newsletter, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what's going on out there in the markets, you want to know what's going on in the world's commodities, you want to know what's going on with geopolitical politics, it's in the International Forecaster. Bob has made so many astounding predictions. I'm just amazed. Your pipeline always rings true, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. We do a lot of research, and we work hard at it, believe me.
I want to go into, I was reading the Detroit News today, as if Michigan, Bob, can suffer any more than they're suffering right now. Pfizer just absolutely came out of the woodwork on this one. They're going to be cutting 10,000 jobs worldwide, but over 2,400 of those jobs in Michigan alone.
Well, that's devastating for that region because they in Colorado so far have been hit harder than anybody else, and that's followed by northern Illinois and northern Ohio and Indiana and Quebec and Ontario in the south as well. And so that's really hurts. And, you know, the question is it going to get any better? And the answer is, no, it's going to get worse.
Well, and it's not as if the drug companies here are falling on hard times with sales. We have this unholy alliance with the Food and Drug Administration, the federal government, and the drug companies. And what they're saying here about this move, Bob, is that they've got to save about $4 billion a year. And who the boogeyman is, supposedly, are these generic drug makers. This is the reason why Pfizer is cutting jobs worldwide.
Well, there's no boogeyman about it. They've had the patents for 15 years. That's what the law states. They've gotten back the amount of money that they've invested in, and then gargantuan sums after that. They supposedly are spending great deals of money in finding new drugs, and what they usually do, rather than that, is upgrade the drugs that they already have so they can get another patent, which is a subversion of what the law is. And so if generics are done under the same circumstances, technically people should buy generics, and that's what's happening. And I've got statistics in the forecaster, which is coming out tomorrow, who's going to get hurt the worst. And Forest Laboratories is more at risk than Pfizer is, and it's their own fault. And politicians, and particularly the Republican Party, have done everything possible, including the elitists in toto, of allowing the drug companies to continue to loot the American public.
Wasn't there, didn't Pfizer, or I'm sorry, didn't Johnson & Johnson sell off to Pfizer not too long ago?
I can't remember. I don't know.
I think it happened last year. If memory serves here, I think the transaction, I think it was over $16 billion transaction. Are we going to continue seeing the corporations buying other corporations out there, positioning themselves? What are they up to? And how long can this merger madness go on? And what the heck happened to the antitrust laws in this country, Bob?
Well, first of all, there are no antitrust laws anymore. They're trying to form cartels. It's the same thing that happened in Germany and Italy during the 1930s. It's what happens under corporatist fascism. And that's the kind of government that we have in America today. And it will continue as long as the tremendous sea of money is available out there, which is made available by the Federal Reserve to their member banks, to the commercial banks, which then lend to companies to be able to buy one another out.
Let's go back to the phones. Santiago, I hope I have him this time around, in New Mexico. Hello, Santiago.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir.
Yes, I have a couple of questions. One is, have you guys found the picture of the Amaro yet?
No, we have not.
Okay, I talked to Dr. Deagle the other day, and he says if you go on his website and go to February 2nd, 2006, they have a picture of the Amaro.
All right, we'll check it out.
Okay, and apparently there was some contest with the Junior League to design the Amaro, so that's the reason it was posted on there. And second thing is, I was wondering, you know, if we switch over to the Amaro, what is going to happen with all the contracts that we have and mortgages and things for loans that we pay in dollars? In other words, would they be nullified because now we have a new currency?
Good question.
No, they wouldn't be nullified. They would be prorated, and there would be a certain adjustment number. And let's say it is one for four. We give up four of our dollars for one new Amaro. I'll assume that's what it is. And so that'll be the standard. So if you owed $4 before, you'll owe one new Amaro on the loan that you have.
Oh,
and there'll be a system. It's just like when Germany, Western Germany, took over Eastern Germany after the wall came down.
Mm.
And they took the currency one for one. It should have been 10 for one. And incidentally, if it's 4 for 1 U.S. dollar to the Amaro, that's actually a devaluation.
All right. Yeah. Hang on a second, Santiago. I got to take this break. I want to take a few more calls here, and then, Bob, I want to get into the housing market that apparently popped 2 years ago, actually 3 years in it. 3 years ago now, we're starting to see the effect of it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Santiago in New Mexico, anything further for Bob Chapman?
Yeah, just wondering how long, if they did introduce the Amaro, how long would something like that take to, you know, exchange our dollars for the Amaro? I mean, would we have a period of a couple months or a year, or do you think it would just be immediate?
No, I would think it would be within 30 days. And any, if the what happened in Europe is any guide, when they rolled the 12 nations' currencies into the euro, they gave them 30 days. Actually, 45. In total, and if you did not turn, let's say, your German marks in because they were stuffed in the mattress and you forgot about it, well, it was tough luck. They won't take them. And I think they'd do the same thing here.
Yeah, that ought to make doing your taxes fun. I mean, when you do the conversion. But anyway,
yeah.
That's all.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Take care.
The government services enterprises, we were talking about this for a few minutes yesterday. Bob, default has been shifted to the taxpayers, not the market, via the government services enterprises, such as Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Sallie Mae, et cetera, et cetera. Any information on that?
Well, first of all, they're quasi-governmental. They're publicly traded corporations. Neither of them have filed financials for 2 years, and they won't file them for another year. And how their stocks are selling where they are, goodness only knows, because any analyst that would recommend those stocks would have to have his head examined. He can't even look at their balance sheets. With that said, the GSEs, what they do is they package loans which they purchase from others, and they securitize them, and investors buy them. They also guarantee the packages. Now, the packages are guaranteed to Fannie and Freddie by the lenders who put the loans together in the first place. The hook here is that about 52% of the loans done in the last 3 to 4 years by Fannie and Freddie have been subprime loans. And what's happening now is they're starting to default, and those lenders, many of them, are now going bankrupt. So the circle begins where the loans that would have been sent to the lenders have taken a U-turn and are headed back towards Fannie and Freddie to take the loss on. Now, the final question is, will the government take it over? In all probability, yes, the taxpayer probably will get stuck with it. But it's more important than that, and that is that the government will end up owning vast amounts of property. They figure that just in the next 2 years, 2.2 million Americans will lose their homes. And so the government will become a large homeowner. And I think that's probably how it's going to end up. And, of course, the values of the homes that they're taking over, let's say the average home was $300,000, it'll probably go down to $170,000 or $80,000. So there'll be losses that the American taxpayer will have to absorb. If they didn't do that, there would be absolute chaos.
The issue here of foreclosures, we're setting records here. Colorado is right at the bottom of the heap on this deal. Anything new on the housing market out there? The bubble burst apparently a couple of years ago, and now we're starting to see the after effects of this. What do you foresee here in 2007 with the housing markets?
Well, we projected June of 2005, and so we're into this for a year and a half. And there were 30 hot markets. They're all down to some extent, perhaps with the exception so far of California, although certain areas are hurting, like San Diego. I just got the figures from Massachusetts this morning, which was a hot area. And for this past year, the median is down 8.1%. And we're being told that the housing prices are not coming down. The condos and apartments and co-ops in New York have come down as well. They're down, I don't know what the average is because they haven't released it yet, but I'll guess at 12 or 13 or 14%. And so we have a situation. We're going into the latter part of phase one, which was this past year. And on average, I think you can say the hot areas are probably off 10%. And I'll come back and address that again. And then this year, I see 15%, and the following year, 15%, for a total of 40 in the hot areas. Some might go down 35, some might go down 55, like California. Don't forget, in the last correction in California, in 1989-92, housing prices on average dropped 40%. Referring back to today's prices, and the prices that have been in place for the last year and a half, the prices are bogus because what's happening is that builders are giving concessions that run anywhere between 10% of their inventory, and that's forced people with existing homes to do the same thing. So as you see, this area is up 3% for the year, that area is up, is because of the
We're starting to lose you. Did he?
Well,
okay.
You shouldn't be. I'm here.
So
there's a distortion in the market there that hasn't been addressed yet. And because the discounts are going to cease at some time, especially if interest rates go higher. And if that's the case, then the houses are going to come down more. And that's why I referred earlier in the program to the elevation of yields and the elevation of the cost of mortgages that are taking place right now. And how high interest rates will go here remains to be seen. But the point is, pressure is on. And I think the housing market is going down 40% in the hot areas, and that's, I think, a given.
In your newsletter, you state that Fannie Mae says the sales of new homes are expected this year to drop 7.1% in 2007, while existing home sales should drop even further, over 8%. And these two-year drops in sales during the 2006-2007 years, this is the largest drop in the market in, what, 15, 16 years?
Well, since the late 80s, early 90s, that was the last real estate recession. There was a little one during 94, 5, and 6, but it wasn't anywhere near as steep as that one. And yes, it's been a number of years since then. And real estate has always been in cycles, particularly in hot areas that people are moving to, areas that are expanding. There are some areas in the country where houses 15 years ago were $80,000, and they still are. They've never gone anywhere because the demand isn't there. A farming community or a place that doesn't have any manufacturing and so on. And there's a lot of factors that enter into it, but we're headed for real problems. And I think anybody that has real estate that can get out of their real estate should do it now, because the prices are going to go down.
Well, and I said on yesterday's program, people forget this. If you manage your money well, whether it's a recession or a depression, it doesn't matter. It then becomes buyer's market. And that's unfortunate for the majority of people in this country. When the economy goes down, everybody suffers, unless you've insulated yourself well enough. And property, houses, we're going to have major corrections out there in housing. That also means real estate. And in times of recession, or I've never lived through a depression. I've seen several recessions, but I'm not looking forward to this. And just a reminder, folks, 29, the upcoming crash, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen. We know that it is. There's no way out of this box. They've nailed the lid shut on it. And for those folks out there that have positioned themselves, have been paying attention out there to protect yourself, you're going to be the winners, while the majority of the people out there are going to be the real losers. Let me go back to the phones here quickly. John in California. Hello, John. You're on with Bob Chapman.
How you doing there, John and Bob Chapman? Good to talk to you guys.
Hi there.
Bob, pardon my ignorance. I've never gone through a currency change before. But I, you know, you talk about how one Amero would be worth four American dollars at this point. Would it be a linear? What I'm trying to do is get to what would the Amero be worth on the currency exchange? Would they consider it now to be, you know, the Amero to be worth, you know, four times what the dollar used to be, which means now it's probably worth more than the British pound or you know, some of these other.
Well, you can't project it because we don't even know what we're dealing with yet.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah. Would the currency markets attach some other devaluing factor to the Amero now that they know that this country had to undergo a major currency exchange like this?
Well, my guess is that.
And I know it's just a guess on your part. You know, I'm just asking.
Yeah, my guess is that the currency traders don't know a lot about this.
Okay.
And currency traders usually will be able to put into their operations and their arbitrages, which go on every minute of every day, 24 hours a day, all of the known factors, but they don't know anything about the Amero. They probably haven't even heard of it.
Okay, I guess.
So it's going to come as a big surprise to people.
I guess the key thing will be that old truism, time will tell. In other words, if it's linearly scaled up, in other words, it's worth $4 American, and say, I don't know, just roughly if a pound is worth $2, I know it's not exactly, but so then maybe an Amero is worth £2 or 2.5 pounds or something like that. Then the question is, how long would it hold that value? If it starts sliding by the end of the year, then I guess we would know we would have a problem.
Well, what usually happens in devaluations is that the value of the currency usually, or the replacement currency, usually drops further. And because of the nobody knows what's going to happen, so people are fearful. And of course, there'll be a rush to the only real money, which is gold.
That's right, and I wasn't trying to put you on a spot. I don't hear anyone else asking that question. I was just kind of curious to what your thoughts were on it. So,
well, and to my knowledge, John, I'm the only one out there really talking about this Amero issue. I mean, the stuff,
that's pretty true.
The stuff is sitting in the vaults around the banks in the United States. They're not doing this for an exercise. It's real. It's sitting there. The question is when they're going to try to implement it. Thank you for your call, John. I appreciate
okay.
it. Bob, we are out of time here. I'm going to encourage people to give us a call at Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898. Take advantage of the special out there. Save $1,600 on a package that Jeffrey Bennett offered. And folks, take advantage of it, and you get yourself the International Forecaster for an entire year free. It is time now, if you have not paid attention to your own house and your financial affairs, you need to find out what's going on in the markets out there, the currencies, the exchanges, all of that, housing, the economic, overall economic health, tongue-in-cheek, of America here, and the time now is starting to plan. If you haven't, it is not too late. Thank you, but Mr. Chapman, we'll see you again next Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. And I have, as promised here, an update. An update here with Ted Pike. Hello, Ted. How are you doing? Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, there is a little confusion here, Ted, about this bill, S-1. Section 220 was the sinister part of it. Supposedly this has been cut out of this thing. What is the status of this bill right now?
Yes, this was cut out last Thursday. At first, there was a stalemate in the Senate, and actually, Senate Majority Leader Reid, who was the one who initiated this bill, the lobby reform bill in general, he announced that it had been defeated. We took that at face value, as did many other major newspapers and so on, and announced the defeat of the lobby reform bill. Actually, the members of Congress got back together the next day and decided to make some more compromises, and evidently this Section 220 was a real thorn of contention. The Republicans hated it. They did not want to vote for it. Finally, a number of Democrats capitulated, and Section 220 was thrown out. And that's a tremendous victory for freedom, because this evil legislation introduced by Levin and Lieberman would have basically put crushing, stifling restrictions upon grassroots lobbyist organizations, largely evangelical churches, as they lobbied and put aside a little money every quarter for impacting the nation concerning abortion or stem cell research or gay pride activities and things like that, same-sex marriages. Anyway, it would have crushed them with mountains of paperwork on a quarterly basis, accounting for every nickel and dime and so on, and basically was an attempt to register free speech, to force citizens' lobbyists, organizations to get permission from the federal government before they could speak out to the federal government and Congress on public policy issues. But that has been defeated. That has been cut out. Now, what faces us right now is that this bill, minus 220, is being sent over to Nancy Pelosi in the House, and she almost certainly will reattach her version, same language, different bill number, or section number. She'll reattach that Section 220 back on to the House version of the lobby bill. when we've got a fighter, we've got to just inundate, especially the House now, with calls, with brochures, protesting this legislation, as well as the federal hate law, hate bill, which is now also in the House of Representatives. It's supposed to be sent to the subcommittee on crime just as soon as Pelosi names the final members on that, and could move forward very rapidly to a vote by the House. And in short, people should come to truthtellers.org. There we have all the instructions to continue creating victories here in the House and the Senate in the next few months.
This is an issue, and people responded to this. We asked them to crawl back into the matrix, Ted Pike, to let our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. know exactly how we feel about this, and the response has been pretty overwhelming.
It has, yes. And we have two powerful brochures at truthtellers.org. One is against the hate laws. One is against the Section 220. People can copy those out and flood Congress with them in the next few days.
All right. Hold on, Ted Pike. We got a short segment on the National Intel Report, and we'll close out with you this afternoon, sir. I'm glad you're able to join us for an update on this. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap this one up.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few minutes left in this edition of the National Intel Report. Ted, isn't this backwards? What are the Congress critters doing here? Why did this come out of the Senate and now being kicked over to the House, where, as you said, Nancy Pelosi is probably going to more than likely It's almost a given, let's just say. Pelosi's going to try to plow 220, Section 220, back into this.
Uh-huh.
And it may be even worse. Isn't this a little backwards here?
Well, actually, on January 5th, the House did pass some preliminary lobby reform legislation about restriction on plane rides and things like that. Then the ball was carried by the Senate with a broad consideration of the whole bill. Now it's back to the House. I'm not sure I understand it all, but they plan on working it out all out in conference. And speaking of conference, Pelosi does have power to name most of the representatives in conference from the House with the Senate after both houses have made their decisions on this. And so there is a possibility that this section 220 could be reintroduced by liberals even at the last minute in conference. But we have to watch them all very carefully. And the main thing is to continue to flood Congress with hate crimes flyers, lobby reform section 220 flyers, which you can get at Truth Tellers, as well as keeping up those calls. Incessantly call, keeping phoning 15 minutes a day to all members of Congress, as well as phoning your members of your delegation from your district, and sending in these flyers to all their aides. This is working wonderfully. We're getting reports out of Congress that they're just being overwhelmed by calls. But what we have to make happen here is that this has become such a sensitive issue, such a high profile issue in Congress, that the members of Congress will get cold feet about coming down on one side or another, and they'll just want to shelve both of these bills altogether.
Well, and Ted, the environment in Washington, D.C., it has become, it's more than odd. It's almost surreal. When the Democrats can sit around and watch a Republican Congress, supposedly conservative in this country, do what they have done under George's tutelage here, this sets a dangerous precedence, because the green light's been given. The feeling now in Washington, D.C. is pull out all the stops. The precedents have been set. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, that means it's time for the American people to have a voice in the legislative process, big time. And that's what's happening. We had an avalanche of calls coming in, opposing a section, a 220. It made the difference. It turned the tide. It created a tremendous victory. I believe we can do the same thing. Come to Truth Tellers. We've got all the information and ammunition you need there.
All right. And what should these people be saying?
Basically say, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation, and please don't vote for any legislation that puts crushing burdens of registration and accountability on grassroots lobbyists. We have the phraseology there at Truth Tellers, and it's all explained there, everything you need.
All right. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that site is www.truthtellers.org. Just the way it sounds, type it out. Get involved, folks. We've been very pleased with the response that we've kicked back to Washington, D.C. with our Congress critters. Do not let up on this one. We need our free speech. We need our internet. We need our radio. It is the only avenue that the truth can be told. Ted Pike, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in and giving us an update on this.
Thank you, John.
All righty, sir. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And on tomorrow's program, I lost my list, but we have people scheduled out for the rest of the week and into next week. We've got some hot topics we want to discuss on the program. So be a part of it, ladies and gentlemen. Join the people that want to make a positive change in this country back to its constitutional republic roots. We ain't a democracy, ladies and gentlemen, unless you tell them we ain't. We'll see you tomorrow.